5 years ago, 8 dairy farmers from Wisconsin and Minnesota sued big-name cheesemakers in the Green Bay Exchange where trading took place. The farmers claim Kraft and other companies were intentionally selling cheese at a loss to drive milk prices lower. Kraft spokesperson Kathy Knuth denies this and says the company is pleased the lawsuit has lost its legal footing.
Everything that Kraft had done was, you know, completely fair and legal, and that the allegations were unfounded, and we're pleased with this decision.
Lawyers for the cheese companies denied prices were manipulated. They further contended that even if that had been the case, damages for the farmers would be impossible to calculate. Because milk prices were linked with cheese rates, companies could potentially save in raw material costs. The farmers' lawsuit said Kraft lost $1.5 million at the National Cheese Exchange over a 5-year period in the late 80s and 90s. However, for every 1 cent reduction in a pound of cheese, the company saved $10 million annually on milk costs. Wisconsin courts ruled farmers could not sue under antitrust laws because the lawful rates were determined by federal rules, and the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear the case. The National Cheese Exchange no longer exists. It's been replaced as part of a milk price formula determined by a regional survey of cheese prices. Attorneys for the farmers were not available for comment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.